Joining us now, a part of ShiftGift.com. If you're looking for a job, you want to change your career, they're offering you to come back to work. You really don't want to work there anymore. You just want to get to another career at another destination. Your job is waiting for you at ShiftGift.com. Emmerette Miller joins us now. Good morning, Emmerette. How are you?
Morning, Tariq. Morning, Rain. Morning, Sight. How's everyone out there today?
Feeling good. We're feeling good. I wanted to get you in here so we could talk a little bit about what's available at ShiftDiff.com. Everybody's trying to fill jobs, whether it's the restaurant industry. There's a lot of job shortages that are out here. What's available at ShiftDiff.com right now?
Right. So just off the top of my head, Arc of Monroe posts with us, Hillside, Wegmans, RIT, the U of R, Konar Properties, lots of restaurants around the area. You search by category or by keyword.
Okay. All right. So that's available if you go to ShiftDiff.com and you're looking for a career change or maybe looking for a job. Maybe you got laid off and you're just looking to try to get out of the house and do something. They're available now. There's a lot going on, Rain. When we brought Emmerette in, we were talking yesterday about people. Biden made this comment about unemployment and people that are gaming the system. That is different, though, from people who have been affected by COVID.
Right. So people who have been affected by COVID and they really are struggling to find a job. You know, this really, he wasn't addressing them. He's addressing people who have been offered positions and maybe turned them down to stay on unemployment, or just their job is ready to take them back, but they're not going back. There's a multitude of reasons. But the reason why we asked Emmerette to come on is to talk about some of the reasons why people may not be going back to work. Like, what, Emmerette, what are you seeing from your perspective?
Ray, well, what I'm seeing from the job search engine back end perspective and talking to businesses is that 583,000+ people died of COVID within a year span. These are people who probably wouldn't have normally died this year. Mm-hmm. A lot of those people, and that's more than the entire military, U.S. military in World War II. So think about that. Are they workers? Were they grandparents who helped take care of kids? And then what about the long haulers, those with heart conditions and lung and memory conditions? How many of those are there out there who can't work? You know, and most schools are still hybrid. Even with one day remote, it really hurts. My son, there's no wraparound care for my son's, his school specifically. I don't know about everybody else, but aftercare and before care won't be available until September. So the effects of COVID reverberate. It's not, the unemployment is helping those people, you know. So September might come and go because there's still state unemployment. The federal unemployment helps. But it's helping people who need it.
Mm. So with it helping the people who need it now, maybe you can kind of explain this. Maybe you've asked around or talked to businesses or people, workers and employees. Are you seeing a trend of people wanting to stay home more now that, you know, they might have been working home from home remotely, as opposed to going back? Have you seen any of that, or people choosing to even leave their job if they don't have that option?
Right. I think that the work from home option works, and a lot of employees and employers see that. You can get just about everything done that you do in an office at home, because a lot of people are working longer throughout their day. You know, if you can't get to it at 9:30 a.m., you'll get to it at 7 p.m. So work from home is very flexible. And I think that people enjoy that flexibility. And I think employers do too. So, but think about this. If I work from home, I'm not buying coffee on the way in to work. I'm not buying pizza on my lunch. So it's going to affect the economy too. What about the cleaning services that come in and clean these offices? If there's no workers there, there's no cleaning service. So this COVID affected so much.
Emmerette Miller joins us now from ShiftDiff.com. If you're looking for a job, ShiftDiff.com. I've also seen people get bonuses, Amaret, for joining a job. There was one story we had last week where they were offering food for people. People who stay at jobs for 3 months get a bonus. I mean, we're looking at a lot of places that are desperate to hire right now. So there are things that are available if you want to go back to work.
Right. Businesses have to be competitive in a workers' market. And that means that workers have the upper hand. Businesses are trying to find them. So pay the decent wage, pay the $15 and up anyway, even though the minimum wage is slightly lower here in the Rochester area. Think about bereavement. What happens if people die? Do you pay them for that time or do you make them come to work? What about vacation time? Think about things that workers want. Increase your package and make your company more competitive in this market.
Amaret Miller, Shift Diff, we appreciate all the tips that you give every day here on the show to help people get jobs if they're looking for work. Trust me, there's plenty hiring right now going forward. But thank you for the time this morning. You take it easy.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
We're 103.9 WDKX.